things that would bring me mental well-being, things that I can't seem to get at my present height. But if my height is beyond my control, then of course I gain nothing by wishing I was either taller or shorter. I am what I am, and that does not mean that I will necessarily be deprived of well-being. But it does mean that my plans for gaining well-being must be based upon the nature of me as I am. And this brings us to a key point. If well-being, and well-being alone, is the goal, then no single means to well-being is indispensable. And this is where the goals get confused. By fastening on to some short-term mean and thinking of it as an end, considering it to be the end in itself. Now, that doesn't mean that just any other means or method is just as good. Obviously, you are choosing to get the most for the least resources. This is efficiency, the highest possible happiness for the least expenditure of resources. So, obviously, one means cannot be as good as the other. But the point is that no particular means is indispensable. And I have purposely used some very obvious, absurd examples up to now to make it clear. Obviously, being able to hold 5 drinks is not the purpose of all life. Neither is winning arguments or being 5'5". And incidentally, I don't really long to be 5'5". But I would like to have brown eyes. But now, let's take the kind of example that you or I might really fall for in practice. And here's a juicy one for a starter. Suppose you make a mistake of some kind, large or small, the principle is the same. This could be a huge mistake that you made sometime in your past that is causing you repercussions, or it may be a small thing right now. You tip something over, or you say the wrong thing in a conversation, or something of this sort. Now, there is perhaps the tendency to react, consciously or unconsciously, by fearing disclosure of the mistake. Why? Because of your reputation. Either your reputation as it is seen by one or two people, or possibly as it is seen by many people, the entire marketplace, for example. Either way, the confession that you have made a mistake will spoil a carefully constructed reputation of being a pretty smart cookie. So, why bother admitting the mistake? You can probably bluff your way through without anyone ever knowing the difference. Now, of course, that's going to take resources. Far more resources than you ever dream at the outset, as I want to point out in just a minute. But why expend any resources trying to cover up a mistake and preserve your reputation? Only because you have mistakenly fastened on to reputation as being an indispensable goal, one that has to be preserved at all costs. But why? A tenuously preserved reputation is certainly not going to give you mental well-being. If anything, it's going to most likely create a continual state of uneasiness, conscience being the fear of discovery and all of that. Now, it's not that your reputation has no value to you. All other things being equal, obviously a reputation as a thief is not going to be nearly as profitable to you as having a reputation as an honest man. But recognize, first of all, that reputation is only a possible means to well-being. Then you can relax a bit and not be quite so keyed up and quite so worried and jumpy about what has happened to your reputation. You'll take the constant pressure of having to appear mistake-free off of you. And when you do, then you will probably recognize that you are trying to create the wrong kind of reputation. What would you think of someone who tried very, very hard all the time to create the impression that he never made a mistake? Obviously, the reputation he gets with you is not going to be conducive to a good relationship. You're not going to be very anxious to deal with somebody who is always trying to preserve the reputation that he never makes a mistake. Wouldn't it be more valuable to you to have a reputation as one who deals effectively with the mistakes that he makes? You are what you are means that you are going to make mistakes. You will have to make mistakes in the process of discovering reality. Otherwise, your experiences would be so limited that you would not be exposed to many, many things that could bring you mental well-being. You are going to make mistakes for the rest of your life, and they're going to cover a wide range of life's business. Look at the decisions that you make in your life. Huge ones, like selecting a spouse, a profession, a way of raising your children, a religion, a home, and a multitude of smaller decisions.